Grandpa Still Remembers and Paul's Parables present stories by Auntie Winnie, my sister, who was a missionary in South Africa.
Hi, I'm Winnie. Here you are, stories about anything, written especially for kids in South Africa.
Beginnings, Episode 7. Ready for our story? Do you know that Noah's family and all the animals were in the ark for just over a year? We start complaining if it rains for 1 week and we can't go out. It took a long time for the earth to dry after that first rain. God's rainbow promise. Noah called the dove a week later. "Fly out, little bird, and see if there are seeds and berries for you to eat." This time the little dove came back with a small branch with berries, and Noah was happy to see Mr. and Mrs. Dove eating them and making plans. During the next few weeks, the birds all began to fly away. Some returned to borrow fur from the lions and foxes to line their nests. "When can we go out?" asked Monkey. "My thoughts exactly," said Hippo. "I hope all the water doesn't dry up." "Not hardly," said the wise elephant. "I expect it is still so muddy that you and I would sink in it to our knees. God will tell Noah when it's time." Upstairs in that Noah household, the three sons are also discussing getting out. "How are we going to open that huge ramp from the inside?" "Ham, if we let you down by ropes, could you cut around the door?" "It sure was sealed tight." "I think the wood must be shrinking now that it's dry. I saw a crack that let light in when I was feeding the zebra on second deck." "Well, guess we'll just have to wait and see. I'd sure like to get out and start planting our crops." The ladies of the Noah family were admiring Ham and Jemima's new baby, Canaan. "He is so sweet, and it seems he never cries. It must be the cradle Ham made for him." "It is lovely, isn't it? But a bit big for this little room. I hope we can get out of the ark soon." "Mm-hmm, before Shana's baby arrives. Then it's going to get crowded." "Oh, no. Japheth is weaving a hammock for our baby. We can just hang him from the walls." "Don't worry, girls," said Mrs. Noah. "God told Noah that we will be leaving the ark within the week. Though how we'll get out, I have no idea. We can't all scramble out over the sides. It's too far down. Besides, I heard Noah saying we're going to use the timber from the inside to build our homes." That night, the animals were very restless on the middle deck. Elephant and his wife went to the big ramp and began to push at the sides. Monkey sat on their backs and cheered as the small crack widened. Mr. and Mrs. Rhino crashed into the lower part of the door a few times. "Careful there. We want the ramp to stay in one piece so we can all walk down it. Use your trunk and push at the top now. 1, 2, 3, push. Okay, come on, Hippo, help us out. Again, 1, 2, 3, push." "Oh, excellent," said Giraffe. "You've opened up a big crack. One more time and I think the ramp will swing down." Sure enough, with another mighty heave, the ramp swung slowly out from the top, and Warthog, who had been pushing at the bottom, rushed up to the end. "Come on, Hippo, get your weight on here and help to swing it down." "Yikes, not all at once or I'll go flying." The ramp hit the ground with a thump, and Warthog ran up and down just for fun. "Okay, everyone, back to your corners and stalls. Let the lions and the night cats go out while it is still dark. We might as well get our rest and eat what's left in our stalls before going out to find new homes." and Mr. and Mrs. Elephant retired to rest peacefully in their stall until morning. It was a beautiful, clear day. Shem looked out from the top deck and saw the elephants wandering off down the mountain. Two giraffes were browsing in the trees near the ark, and Monkey chattered from the top of the trees. Shem realized the ramp must be down. "Hey, everybody, wake up and let's go outside." "I'm going to miss all the animals," said Shana, as she and Shem watched the parade of all of them leaving in their families. "Look how many had babies while they were in the ark." "Too bad God said they're going to be afraid of us again. It was nice all being friends." "Come on, you two," hollered Japheth. "Dad wants us all at the altar he has built to offer sacrifice and thank God for our deliverance." Noah offered burnt offerings as God had commanded, and they sang songs of praise to God. "Look, look at the beautiful colored bow in the clouds." God's voice came. "This is my rainbow I put in the sky to remind you of this promise. Never again will I send a flood to destroy the whole earth. Day and night, summer and winter, seed time and harvest will never stop until the end of the earth. Now I bless you. May you have lots of children and spread out all over the earth to populate it again." That's all for now. Listen again to hear about the Tower of Babel. This is Auntie Minnie. Bye for now.